John J-O-H-N Pritchett, P-R-I-T-C-H-E-T-T, 821-53, today's 5-6. It's a 71-year-old gentleman recently admitted to a group home from Park Manor of Quail Valley, P-A-R-K Manor, M-A-N-O-R of Quail, Q-U-A-I-L Valley. Patient was recently hospitalized with sepsis, cystitis, diabetes out of control, acquired status post right knee above, below the knee amputation, peripheral vascular disease, anemia, change in mental status, essential hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, generalized anxiety, dementia, mood and behavior issues, hyperlipidemia, and huge left heel lateral aspect decubitus ulcer with the bone exposed with osteomyelitis. Period. Any paragraph? Patient was seen by bedside. He states that he's in pain. He is a firefighter, never was a heavy smoker or drinker. His son, who's the power of attorney, is also a firefighter at this time period. Vaccination is up to date. Patient has a family history, mom and dad died of old age. Patient's chart review indicates that he's had issues with sleep, anxiety, pain, significant weight loss, and left heel decubitus ulcer, period. The ulcer is now stage 4 with the bone exposure and possible osteomyelitis, period. He has very little time left on this earth. His family has asked for palliative and hospice care to get involved, period. Let's see. Patient is bedbound, ADL dependent, total and completely bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. His dementia and behavioral issue has now stabilized now that he's in pain and quite bedbound, period. His blood pressure is stable. Blood sugars appear to be stable at this time as well, period. The paragraph, hospital course indicates that patient does have osteomyelitis, does have a UTI. He did go to the nursing home for 30 days to get antibiotics. That was never followed up on. I suspect he still has evidence of osteomyelitis about the calcaneal bone and a possible tibia on the left side, period. Knee paragraph. He appears to be in pain. He's very docile today, where he used to be quite agitated. He also has very shallow breath sounds with O2 sats in the 88 region. Patient needs oxygen and pain medication immediately, period. He does have diaper in place and has got a skin candidiasis that needs to be addressed as well. Lab work not available. Medication, he takes oral acetaminophen for pain, atrovastin 20 milligram once a day, calcium carbonate, 500 milligram three times a day, vitamin D, 500 mcg two times a day, ferrous sulfate, folic acid, 1 milligram. Once a day, losartan, 50 milligram a day, melatonin, PRN, propane, omeprazole, 20 milligram a day, potassium chloride, 20 milligram equivalent a day, trazodone, 100 milligram at night time. He's not taking any pain medication at this time period. His blood pressure, there was 135 over 73, pulse 118, or two side 92%, heart, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows decreased, turgo, oral mucosas dry, lower extremity, the left above the amputation, right side below the knee. And left heel ulceration, as was described. Number one, sepsis. Number two, osteomyelitis. Number three, diabetes. Number four, diabetic neuropathy. Next one is peripheral vascular disease. Next one is anemia. Next one is dementia. Next number is he's not able to tell me his name, his place, where he is, or what time it is. Next number, he's moaning in pain. Next number is shallow breathing. Next number is O2 sat is at best, O2 sat appears to be low. Next number, he has very little time left on this earth. Next number is he's definitely not comfortable. Next number is hospice and palliative care would help him get comfortable with anxiety medication, sleep, and pain medication. Next number, he does have candidiasis, and nystatin cream has been recommended. Next number is overall prognosis remains poor. Next number is he still has the osteomyelitis of the heel on the left side, which has not been dealt with. This means the antibiotic, but I think still... Overall prognosis is poor, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.